This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. It's estimated that one resident of Plymouth County will die every day from an overdose of heroin or another opiate. That average from just one county shows the scope of opiate addiction and the problem that's challenging public health officials across Massachusetts. After months of study, Governor Charlie Baker has released recommendations for a statewide strategy to confront the danger. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
The governor's plan includes 65 recommendations. They're drawn from a task force of experts who heard from 1,100 people this winter and spring, many of whom crowded into public hearings to tell their story. Governor Baker says the message was clear.
Opioid abuse is stealing the livelihood of our children, our siblings, our parents, relatives, and friends, one person at a time.
The recommendations include more education about the dangers of addiction to painkillers for doctors, young people, anyone at risk for addiction, and their family members. The state will look to add 100 treatment and recovery beds by this time next year. Pharmacists will be required to add pain prescriptions to a statewide database within 24 hours, much more quickly than the current 7 days. And Massachusetts is working to connect that database to those in other states.
This is a complicated issue, so there's not going to be a simple fix.
Health and Human Services Secretary Mary Lou Sutters says the administration will rely on partnerships at the federal, state, and local level to make many needed changes. The state does not have, but will try to establish timely statewide reports on overdoses and deaths. Right now, says Sutters, the state has a general sense of so-called hotspots, areas where the problem is worst.
Hotspots are in Fall River, New Bedford. Middlesex County has a very high rate of opioid deaths, for example. Plymouth, Brockton. The difference here is instead of using anecdotes, really use data to where we need to intervene.
And determine which towns need more naloxone, the drug that temporarily reverses an overdose. Which cities and towns need more treatment programs, beds, and coaches to help substance abuse patients with recovery. An underlying theme for Governor Baker, his administration, legislative leaders, and Attorney General Maura Healey is that substance abuse is a health care, not criminal issue.
We are not going to arrest or incarcerate our way out of this. This is a disease. This is a public health crisis, and we must treat it and address it as such.
Healey says she'll focus on making sure doctors are prescribing painkillers responsibly, and that insurers are covering addiction as they would diabetes or asthma or any other chronic illness. The Baker administration plans to spend $35 million to implement these recommendations, most of which will go to treatment. The spending started last week with an $800,000 public service campaign.
Liz was fun and smart and beautiful.
She started experimenting, doing pills,
and then fell into a different crowd.
I did not know about opioids.
And she died Thursday.
In this ad, Janice McGrory and her daughter Amy from Harwich on Cape Cod tell the story of Liz, the sister and daughter who died from an accidental heroin overdose 4 years ago. Liz switched to heroin after taking a pain medication, says her mom.
Prescription drugs are dangerous. Parents, be vigilant. Addiction is a disease, and don't be fooled. It can happen to anyone.
Today's report is in part a commitment to Liz and thousands of Massachusetts residents killed by opioids to slow or stop the epidemic.
All of those with this disease matter. My daughter Liz still matters. And all who have died still matter.
Governor Baker says he'll issue updates on the results of his plan on a regular basis. Some of his proposals need approval from the state legislature and changes in federal law. Baker and his aides say they are hopeful that working with partners, opioids will stop stealing so many lives. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.